Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with us, too, because we got our good buddy Joel Abava back on the show. Joel is a president and life changer of Franchise Selection Specialists, and he's in the great state of Ohio, and he's up there helping Ohioans find their way in the world through franchising. And he's here today to talk to us about what's it look like out there in the franchise landscape these days. Joel Abava, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and you know, thank you again for playing some rock and roll in honor of the Cleveland Rock and Roll Museum. And
how did that happen? Just explain to me how that happened, Joel.
Well, Alan Freed, who was DJ, you know, coined the term rock and roll in Cleveland, and it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it was destiny. Was that what you're saying? Was it destiny?
Destiny.
Hey, Joel, let's rock and roll over to the franchise issue. Historically, a time like this, when the economy is off and people are unemployed, historically, that's been a good time for franchise activity, has it not?
Oh, yes. After 9/11, you know, after about a year, I was busier than I almost could handle. Downsizings and people were really, really excited to become small business owners.
Historically, whenever there's an economic downturn, whenever there's a series of right-sizing, downsizing, you know, people being canned, sacked, whatever you want to call it, that does create an increased flurry of business ownership activity, not just franchising, but
right.
Small, but just regular old garden variety small businesses, from little homemade operations. I mean home based operations. They're all homemade, aren't they? From little home based operations to, you know, people who want to start something they want to get bigger. And but this scenario we've had in the last year or so, this one's been different, hasn't it?
This is so different, Jim, because not only have the people that have been downsized, not only has their wealth decreased by 25% to 35% because of the stock market crash the last year, but the lenders are also very, very cautious about lending money. And President Obama is really trying to free things up, but there's definitely some nervousness still out there. You agree?
Well, there's no question about it. And see, that's the thing that I've been, and I predicted this. I warned people about this months and months and months ago. I said the one thing that's going to be, we talked about 401ks already once in this decade. So that's not new. People getting laid off, that's not new. But the thing about banks, the thing about the financial institutions, the credit market, what's happened to that in the last 12 months is new. At least in anybody's memory who's alive and in the marketplace today, this is different from all the other downturns. This is my seventh recession to be part of, and this is different from all the others. And so that creates an issue. But, you know, there is one thing that I think people are that I think the media, the major media outlets miss, and that is the Main Street issue. They still want to talk about Wall Street. They still want to talk about the top 12 banks in the country. They don't do a lot of talk about independent community banks. And those are the banks, in my opinion, across America, that are really helping to keep the economy going. What do you think?
Definitely. I agree. And one other thing, Jim, I have been getting in the last month and a half emails sent to me from people that are very, very pro-credit union and who represent credit unions.
Yes.
Who are saying, don't forget the credit unions,
because
we loan money.
You're exactly right, and I should have said that right after I said independent community banks, because credit unions are really, they're doing a lot. I've actually interviewed folks. I've interviewed a number of credit union representatives on the show before about that, and they're really taking their place in the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, I have not heard of any specific loans based on franchise startups from a credit union, but I would definitely encourage people that are thinking about investing in a franchise, once they choose which one, or at least at the early stages, to talk to a credit union, see if they can join, and see if they're really lending money.
Let's move off of the reasons why the tough issues. We have to report the realities out there, Joel. We can't act like we don't know what's going on. And things are tough in the economy. Things are tough in the credit markets. But there are people out there who today are going to buy a franchise, or today
yes.
They're going to decide they've got the money to do it, and they're going to decide to do it. We need to help those people make the right decisions. Where do we start?
Well, we have to get people thinking about not branding and what is popular out there, but thinking about what they're good at, what they bring to the table, and the most important thing is what they want their day in the life to be as a franchise owner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right, because the thing I remind people about is there's this whole diaper-changing side of a business.
Thanks for the visual.
Yeah, when you have to. Well, see, you know, it's the best way I can describe it. I've done this before, folks. When your baby business needs this diaper changed, are you still going to love it after? You know, when you have to do that, a little bit every day, are you still going to love that baby business? And if not, if you're Joel, your advice is spot on, because if you don't love what you think that baby's going to turn into, you know, if you don't love that cuddly little baby business you got there, you're not going to want to come back and change a diaper every day. When I talk about the diaper, I'm talking about making payroll. I'm talking about dealing with the government regulations. I'm talking about doing the tax work. I'm talking about those kinds of things that nobody likes to do, but you got to do it. And if you don't love your business, it's not a good life to have, is it, Joel?
No, not at all. If you don't go in every day with some energy and being positive and enjoying what you're doing, then it is. It's just a job.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Joel, some people right now would say, "Well, I'll take that. I'll take that job." When we come back, though, I want you to put a little put some more specifics into what it would take. What do we do? How do we find that franchise that suits us the best? It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joel Labava is our guest. LIBAVA. Joel Labava. He and I will be right back.
Within our gatherings, the dingweed serves to no avail. For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in
the old man, stranded again. So off I ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little heart bringing us back. A little Anne and Nancy Wilson. It's a great song. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Be sure to check out my blog and my knowledge base and my newsletter, which you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, and that's just put a Jim Blasingame, all one word, at the end of Twitter.com. Joel Labava is with us. He's our guest and good friend. You can follow him on Twitter too, right, Joel?
Yes, at Franchise King.
At Franchise King. And also your other website?
TheFranchiseKing.com.
And that's where they can find out more about what you do to help people get franchises. Now, are you working out of the Ohio State area?
Yes. So, I focus on helping Northeast Ohioans get in business.
Right, but what if I'm from Northwest Michigan or Southeast Indiana? How about that?
I have access to a lot of people that do what I do, and I would refer
to them. If it's not your purview, if it's not your geography, if you'll contact Joel, he'll help you find someone who might be a little bit better. And I appreciate that, Joel. That's the right thing to do. So let's talk about what we can do to help people find the perfect And I'm not going to say perfect because nothing's perfect. The excellent franchise for them. What do you think?
I really do want folks to start with themselves and not only look at their skill sets, but their values and what they want their business to be doing. A lot of people lately are talking about sustainability and being green. You know, if that's a core value of yours, you obviously want to try to find an opportunity that shares that core value with you. So sometimes it's a little more than about, well, I'm a good salesperson, so I want a franchise that requires me to sell. Sometimes if you go a little deeper, it helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, now when you say go deeper, you're talking about my personal values, my family, my geography.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Personal, family, business values. You know, what do you want your business to stand for? You know, you're the face of the business. What do you want the community to see and feel about your business? Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone wants to open up a submarine sandwich shop. Some people really want to open things that make an impact. Maybe it's something in senior care where you're helping others. So there's a lot of things that go into it, and a lot of people fail to go deep enough into themselves to find that perfect franchise.
You know, Joe, I heard someone say, marry for money, you can learn to love them. And so if I'm in an area, if the thing that I'm the best at is you know, submarine sandwiches, as you say, but there are already 26 sub shops in the area, then yeah, it's probably not a good decision. So should I marry for money and learn to love it? Should I find something that's not as prevalent in my market? I mean, isn't that an important thing? Isn't that something we have to take into consideration?
Absolutely, and that's why I really focus on my own neighborhood, you know, because I know what's out there, what there is too much of, and maybe what there is needed. Yes, look for something that is not there. I mean, why would you want to be the 38th submarine sandwich shop in your geography? It doesn't make any sense to me.
So where can I go? How do I find this laundry list of franchises that are there? Is there such a place where you can go and they're identified by industry, also maybe by price, about what it costs to get into them and that sort of thing?
Some of the major franchise directories have that, but I don't like starting with franchise directories because you might be attracted to a franchisor's sharp logo. You might like the colors. Mm-hmm. You know, it shouldn't be about that. Start with yourself. Get a piece of paper, get a pen, and start writing things down. What am I good at? I'm very strong at sales. I'm good with kids. I'm good with people. I'd rather work by myself. There are so many things you can start with. Once you narrow it down, then you can start going to some of the franchise directories or contact a franchise consultant.
Would your Chamber of Commerce executive, the local executive of your Chamber of Commerce, wouldn't that person have a good idea about what's possible in your area? Would that be a good place to start? Should you do that kind of networking?
Yeah, I mean, you should be networked enough already to be able to call on a couple people, whether it's an executive from Chamber of Commerce or whether it's some just well-connected business folks, and just ask them, what's missing around here? What kind of business would you start if you could do it?
Mm-hmm. And, but the financing, we got to come back to the financing, and you've still, if you fall in love with a $500,000 franchise, and you got two nickels to rub together, you know, that's not reality, is it?
No, I always recommend.
So there is the financial aspect.
Yeah, I recommend that people have a couple $100,000, $200,000 net worth, and have the ability to write a check for $40,000 or $50,000 of their own money before going to the bank.
Do you recommend that people cash out their savings, their 401ks, as you say, their pension plans, their retirement? You recommend that they do that to buy a franchise?
I just wrote about that on the Franchise King blog, and I've had a couple of my folks do that, but they haven't cashed it out. They've taken a small portion, and I think in some situations that's actually okay. But I would never cash the whole thing out.
You wouldn't be all in.
No way. I won't even work with anyone that wants to do that.
Ah, okay. All right. Well said. Good to know about that. Hey, Joel, give us that website one more time, please.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
And on Twitter?
@FranchiseKing.
Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. See
you. Joe LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages with Barbara Weltman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.